The Lafayette Ballet is presenting an evening of mystery and movement, The Raven, and joining me is Sandra Petticola. Good to have you here.
It's always great to talk to you, John.
Yeah, and this is a really fun program, and I think interesting, not only with music and with poetry, but dance. How's it to put all of these together?
It's very refreshing, actually, as this is Nutcracker season, and of course we do the Nutcracker, but, you know, we have a different scope. And ballet dancers are not all pink fluff and pretty, pretty things. They have a depth to them.
And I know that folks may know Edgar Allan Poe otherwise, whether it's been, you know, in reading him, seeing, you know, motion pictures or whatnot. But to put it in with motion, I think, has got to be a challenge because there are sort of preconceptions, but it's also got to be a little bit of fun.
It's very interesting to take the words and use them not just as the words, but as a sonorous filling of the airwaves the way music is.
So tell me a little bit about your colleagues, because you have done one of these three parts and you have a couple other folks that are joining you for this.
Well, my longtime assistant, Lisa Douglas, is doing a very exciting, vibrant evening opener called Castañuelas, if I can pronounce it correctly, to some wonderful Spanish music, The Wedding of Luis Alonso, which is a very, very popular piece, but very motivating as far as movement. And it's very flashy fiesta, fun, big skirts. And then my colleague, Nicole Brooks, is doing a modern interpretation of Annabel Lee by Edgar Allan Poe, and then I am choreographing The Raven.
And it's always, I think, exciting because they are incredibly different, that you have this sort of very vibrant Spanish flair, as you say, and then, you know, the drama of Poe does take something a little different. There's some samples. There's samples that you sent me, and then also a wonderful preview that's sort of on the webpage there that I imagine also is trying to find the right feel, the right bit. Or does it sometimes come out that, oh, I've heard this and, oh, this would go well together? How do those associations come about?
Well, I was inspired for the Poe before I found the music. And because the two poems are so different, they both deal with grief and loss, but there's a different sonority as far as the way the poet, the narrator, deals with his loss, his anger. Annabel Lee is very reflective, very longing, a little eerie. And so I had suggested Chopin to Nicole, and it's a wonderful Berceuse that is just it's lulling, but it still has that eerie back tone. Like, well, maybe, yeah, this is a little strange. And then for the Raven, I used Mahler on the organ, which is so powerful.
Absolutely. My guest is Sandra Petticola, who is with the Lafayette Ballet, and a wonderful recital that's happening the 3rd and 4th at the Lafayette Ballet Ballroom in Lafayette. The wonderful thing, I think, is that this is open, and so all you need to do is make a reservation, right? I mean,
yes,
this is...
that's all we need is to keep the numbers correct.
Sure. And I think that's wonderful for the students that it's just not going through the motions, but it's actually learning with performance.
Yeah, it's a good introduction in that people are so close to you physically. You can be wrapped up in what's happening. It's not off either on a screen or behind the proscenium. And it's also, I think it brings out people's attention very differently.
If a young person or parents are interested in learning more, this is a great way to see, you know, if you want to maybe start study.
Yes, it presents a different aspect to ballet than the common perception.
This is coming up the 3rd and 4th of November, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 there at the Ballroom. And then you guys return. As you said, you're already getting ready for Nutcracker, aren't you?
Oh, yes. We're in the midst of Nutcracker rehearsals, too.
Oh, man. Where can folks find out more about the Lafayette Ballet?
We have both the preview and information and an email link and the telephone numbers at lafayetteballet.org.
All right. Well, Sandra, we hope you'll come back, and looking forward to the Raven and so much more.
Thank you.